Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Laurie Walsh is off today. Carissa Vanderlei is a social studies teacher at Chamberlain High School. She's traveling to France next month and will deliver a eulogy for Major George Spurbeck. He was an educator in South Dakota before the outbreak of World War I and died in October of 1918. Vanderlei is researching this silent hero to be the voice of an American service member who made the ultimate sacrifice during World War I. She joins us today by phone to tell us more. Carissa Vanderlei, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, thank you.
It's a pleasure having you today. First, tell us about this project, Memorializing the Fallen. Tell us a little more about that.
Sure. Memorializing the Fallen is a collaboration between the World War I Centennial and National History Day. And what we wanted, the goal is to bridge the gap between World War I and World War II. We are, as you mentioned, researching silent heroes, soldiers from our home state that gave the ultimate sacrifice. And then we're also going to be creating lesson plans to tell the stories of the fallen and some of the issues that still resonated after the Great War and after, you know, World War II also.
Now, you're researching the life of Major George E. Spurbeck. How did you get matched with Mr. Spurbeck?
Well, we were pretty much given the opportunity to choose any soldier from our home state. And being from South Dakota, I went to the American Memorial Battlefield Commission website. It's a great resource. You can look up soldiers from the American conflicts to see where they're buried overseas. And I just, we went in to the website, typed in South Dakota, World War One, and a list was created of all the soldiers that are buried in France and specific cemeteries. And I just started going through the list, and I wanted to find someone from Brule County. And I really didn't find a soldier from Brule County that's buried in France. And I'm originally from Marion, South Dakota, so I narrowed that down and was looking in towns from Turner County, and I saw this one soldier from Parker, Major Spurbeck. And I thought, well, let me do a little research about him. And after my research, I thought, this is, you know, a great, great match, very interesting life he had.
I imagine that list, maybe you recall how big the list was that you had to choose from. What was that number? Do you remember?
I believe that there are over 200 South Dakotans from the Great War, from World War One, that are buried in France today. They had the option, families had the option of returning bodies of their loved ones back to South Dakota to be buried in a cemetery near their home. They could also choose to have their soldier buried at Arlington National Cemetery or stay in France.
So tell us about Major George Spurbeck.
Sure. Major Spurbeck was actually born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And he was going to the normal school, the education school in Milwaukee, when the superintendent at Fort Pierre inquired about teachers, you know, wanting teachers to come to South Dakota. That sounds pretty familiar today, too. And George Spurbeck was the highest on the list, according to the administrator at the normal school in Milwaukee, as being one of the top students. And so the superintendent in Fort Pierre grabbed him up and, you know, had him come to Fort Pierre to be a teacher. He was in Fort Pierre for a while. And then he moved to Parker, South Dakota, to become a superintendent, to become an administrator at the Parker School Districts when he was called to duty. First, he was a member of the South Dakota National Guard, and he was sent in 1916 down along the border of Texas and Mexico. There was some issues with Mexico, with Pancho Villa coming into the American South, and so the South Dakota National Guard was one of the National Guard units that was sent there. Luckily, there was no conflict. He was mustered out, and then he returned back to Parker to continue his duties as administrator when World War I, of course, had broken out and the United States became involved. And then he was sent to France and would be part of the 147th Field Artillery in France.
Tell us about what you know about his missions and why he ended up in France, of all places.
Sure. The United States, when we entered into the war, it was assumed that the United States would be support to the French, but General Pershing said no, that that would not happen. You know, Americans are there, we're fighting, and we're going to be our own. And he was at the front lines. He was along that German-American or Allied line, and he did see some conflict, some battles. My researching that I found, once he was in an old abandoned barn and just, you know, waiting for the enemy to come. And he wrote that it was much like duck hunting in South Dakota, and he enjoyed it very much. He was a Midwesterner. And then he rose very quickly. When he went to France, he was a first lieutenant, and then he rose up to the ranks in September. He was given the rank of major, so he was just a major for a short time before he was killed.
Can you talk about the battle he was in that resulted essentially in the loss of his life, that last battle?
Sure. The last battle that he was in, it was actually near Genoese. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm not really fluent in French, but he was told by the higher-up command, because he was head of a battalion at this time, that they should go and look to see if there were any Germans. And, you know, so oftentimes, you know, you're in the thick of things, and they responded back saying, you know, this area isn't clear, we're not sure if all the Germans are gone. And so, being a good soldier as he was, he followed orders. He took two fellow South Dakotans with him to go look around to see, you know, if the machine gun nests were clear of the Germans. And they were walking along, and they stopped, and there was what they thought was a dead German laying on the ground, but it wasn't. He was actually alive. And one of the South Dakota soldiers turned to Major Spierbeck and said, "Major, that Hun's not dead." And that German soldier fired a bullet at Major Spierbeck, hit him in the abdomen, and this would be the wound that he would die from 2 days later.
So if I did some research myself, not near to the extent you have, and it was fascinating. So I can't imagine the path you've taken. But we're speaking of him being shot in the abdomen. He was taken from the battlefield to a hospital where he lost his life 2 days after that. And it's been said that Major George Spierbeck was a born soldier. What do you suppose those authors meant by that comment?
I would take that he was always working together with his men, always, you know, out there for to be part of the battalion. And even as he, you know, was wounded, he rolled himself into kind of a pit or a shallow trench, and he told the two men that he was with, you know, "Let me at him." And then, you know, he was always, you know, wanting them to be safe. And other letters or other words that I've written about Major Spierbeck is that no man had ever, you know, in the company had ever had any harsh words about Major Spierbeck. There was no jealousy, that he had risen through the ranks very quickly. A born soldier, you know, just wanting to do his best for his country and listen to the call.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Carissa Vanderlei. She's a social studies teacher at Chamberlain High School. She's traveling to France next month and is going to deliver a eulogy for Major George Spurbeck. After his passing, I read that people were visibly upset by his passing, and I'm guessing that's because he was so well respected by his colleagues.
Yes. Even the president of Yankton College, his son, wrote a letter to Major Spurbeck's wife saying that all the men, even up to Colonel Wales, who was even higher than Major Spurbeck, just broke down at the news of Major Spurbeck's passing. And, I can only imagine, you in the trenches of World War One, you rely on the men next to you every moment. And before the Americans were to move on, and it's very touching, rude casket was built for Major Spurbeck, and a temporary grave site was for him also. And all of the South Dakotans that were there in the 147th passed by and had a moment of silence, and they had a funeral for him out there, in the field, in the battlefield for Major Spurbeck. So he definitely touched many lives of, the soldiers that he fought with.
How did you get involved in this project?
It's the project I was actually by happenstance. I saw through National History Day on their website that they were offering this teacher ambassador, this trip to France of World War One, and I thought, well, I'll look into it, and I kind of put it on the back burner for a while. And the deadline was approaching, and I thought, "Oh, I need to do this. I need to write an essay about why I would like to be part of this this group, this memorializing the fallen, my teaching philosophy, and a resume." Well, my teaching philosophy and why I wanted to go only had to be one page long each, and that's hard for us teachers to only write one page. And I was chosen out of well over 300 applicants nationwide. And I've always been interested in history. Obviously, I'm a history teacher. And, World War One, it is just the 100th anniversary of it starting and the 100th anniversary of it ending. It's kind of, in a way, a forgotten war because the United States was not involved as much. But we have to remember of everything that had happened because of World War One, some of those, I guess, how we handled the loser of the war, and kind of those hard feelings that happened in Europe after the war that kind of led to World War II.
Carissa Vanderlei is a social studies teacher at Chamberlain High School. Thank you so much for your time today and introducing us to Major George Spurbeck. We wish you safe travels to France next month.
Thank you so much.